This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. U.S. diplomat Gordon Sondland emphatically told the House impeachment inquiry targeting President Donald Trump that despite the president's denial, there was a conditional deal in recent months that Ukraine would not get military aid it wanted unless it opened investigations to benefit Trump politically. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Sondland says President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, pushed a political quid pro quo with Ukraine.
At the express direction of the President of the United States.
Sondland says he didn't want to work with Giuliani, but an opportunity to cement relations with Ukraine would have been lost.
So we followed the president's orders.
Sondland says he didn't realize Joe Biden was connected to investigating the oil company Burisma.
I can't recall the exact date the light bulb went on. It could have been as late as once the transcript was out.
President Trump has insisted he did nothing wrong with Ukraine.
I want nothing. That's what I want from Ukraine. That's what I said. I want nothing. I said it twice.
The president says he doesn't know Gordon Sondland very well and hasn't spoken to him much. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The U.S. military said Wednesday that two of its service members were killed in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The military is not providing much detail, but a statement said the cause of the crash is under investigation. Preliminary reports not indicating it was caused by enemy fire. However, the Taliban claims to have downed a Chinook helicopter during fighting with, a spokesman says, the invaders and their hirelings. The U.S. military has dismissed the Taliban claim as false. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
With about an hour left in the trading day, Wall Street's main indexes are lower on concerns a Phase 1 trade deal between Washington and Beijing might not be completed this year. This is VOA News.